AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump expects to win the primary today in Michigan.
I saw some polls yesterday in Michigan where I'm 19 and 20 points up, and I saw some very, very good polls.
But Vice President Joe Biden, in a meeting with business people in Dubai, says U.S. politics have gotten mean and Republican Party candidates have gone overboard. He adds that if Ronald Reagan were alive today,
he could no more get the nomination of the Republican Party than I could get the nomination. No, I'm not joking. And so what you see is this movement to the extreme in the Republican Party.
The Better Business Bureau says Trump University had a miserable rating. New York City Better Business Bureau President Claire Rosenweg says her group received a number of complaints against the school back in 2010.
These complaints affected the Trump University BBB rating, which was as low as a D- in 2010.
She says the grade improved when the complaints stopped as the company wound down its business in 2014. During last week's Republican debate, Trump at first claimed the school had an A-plus rating, but the moderator responded it was a D-. Trump then said he received a fax mid-debate from the BBB that proved the score was later elevated. Rosenweg says no fax was ever sent by her group to Trump. No trial dates have been scheduled as of yet, but Maryland's highest court has ordered Baltimore police officer William Porter to testify in the trials of five other officers in their trial in the death of Freddie Gray. Porter's lawyers had argued he had a right to stay out of the stand because he faces retrial after his first trial ended in a hung jury back in December. An American tourist is dead in a series of attacks by Palestinians today in Israel. Israeli police say the American was one of seven people stabbed by an assailant in the ancient Mediterranean port city of Jaffa. This is AP Radio News. The top U.S. general in Africa says militant groups are filling the vacuum caused by the lack of government in Libya. Sagar Magani with more.
Nearly 2 weeks ago, Secretary of State John Kerry warned Libya was close to failing. Today, Senator Lindsey Graham asked if it's already happened.
Would you consider Libya at this point a failed state?
General David Rodriguez, who heads the U.S. Africa Command, took a few seconds to answer.
Yes, sir.
Libya has no central government, and the Islamic State group has been bringing militants there to exploit the chaos. Rodriguez says a recent agreement to form a unity government will eventually help, but Libya will struggle for the foreseeable future. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
More than 1,000 people gathered to honor Southern writer Pat Conroy, the author of Prince of Tides and other works set on the South Carolina coast. Conroy sold 20 million books around the world. He died a week ago on Friday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.